Begin the current daf Masechet Zgidin daf Chavav. We begin Omer Al. Begin Tzeis Mazda. Begin the Gemara. That truth is, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Leishna B'chula doesn't make a difference. That when he talks about Asas, he talks about Asachem, holds a Brera. So what's Pshat over the Bayu Yain? That's for a different reason. That's because if you're considering Shemi Baka Ner or not. So it says Rabbi Yosef, what do you do with Rabbi Yosef? That what? The Masik B'Peg Kom Arvin. He comes out in Arvin of Lam Zemin Beis Rabbi Shimon that he holds that Leslie Brera. He holds that Shimon does not hold a Brera. Kabeirin Ma'arv L'Shabbos Shkol Shonu Kula. Guy makes an Arab, he makes it the whole year round. He says, Ritzisi Elech, I'm going to want to go, I'll consider it Arab, Ritzisi, Lo Elech, but I want to, I won't go. It's a massacre of Yisrael, Yisrael comes out, April, you have to say it all the way around. That is, Reb Shimon, because there's a prior Gerson, and he says, no, you have to return, Reb Shimon, Ratzim Aboy Gem Arab, Arab, Chulu. If you want to, you can make Arab, if you want to, you can't, but it has to be Mibay Gem. So, you see that he's saying that he holds that there's no Brera. But here we're saying the Gemara is coming out that there is Brer. So Tosfos Rabbi Yosef Bichalik Ben Tobit Asas Ben Tobit Asachem. He'll hold. Yeah, it's not a contradiction. That it depends for what. By the halach of Erev, your Toila, but that's Atzmai. You're going to choose something or not. That we always say throughout this whole sugya that's inferior. Maybe the you'll hold in Brer like you said over there in Erev. Over here with Tobit Asachem, meaning you don't know what's going to happen to it. So then maybe that's where he's going to say that that Yesh Brer, like regarding if Ratzav. We're going to say, yeah, it's going to be Mekadeshes. There we'll say, yes, because Tov B'das Ha'av. Next, as Master begins the Gemara, I'm going to do Tani Tam B'chulu all day, but the line, that's like we learned, has a specific reason of Shem Yibaka Anoy. So he says, B'perek B'kul Ma'arvin, Erevin D'Avlam Zaman Beis, Mepharaj Rabbi Rabbi explains that time of the reason is for a different reason. B'shem D'v'in Reishish Shashir Nekarin. It's because you need to have that the Truma, which is Reishis, you have to be able to recognize it. You can't recognize it. It's all mixed together. But here, Rav is saying a different reason that's dependent on if you could search Shabbi Baka. No, no, it's even there. The Hashem Garis Rabba. Seems like that daily gears has to be Rabba, not Rava, as Rav is giving a different shot over here. But Abai Basra, and the fact that Abai is after him, who's his Talmud, that's who it's over there. Or another shot you could say is the Hashem Nami Masik Tamik. No, the Gemara, you're right. Ultimately comes out like it says over here, and if it doesn't really contradict what Rav is saying over here. Next, there's Mazda Begin with the words of the Mishnah. That Rabbi Loza Machshav B'Kulin. Rabbi Loza says that they're all okay, except for Gittin Nashim, because it says B'Chasav L'Lishma. So Pesach B'Kulin Rashi explains what does that mean? What is Rabbi Loza Machshav all them? B'Vach Shenich B'Kulin Mesalalu, meaning he holds that you can write the Teifas as long as you leave what we call the Teifas, as long as you leave out the spaces of the Makam of this and that and this and that. That's what Rashi explained. Rabbi Loza validating all these cases of all these different shtaras. Now, B'Kashri really finds this difficult. Why? Because the Gemara at the end of Amud Beis, Pasig Rav Paskins Rabbi Loza. B'Kaman, he says that Halachas Rabbi Loza fill b'shtagas. I vomer papi b'chulu, meaning Am Merzik Keshikra. We see we're concerned that it looks like a lie. Am Merzik Keshikra. It looks like a lie. And you wrote this all out. How could this be okay? Now, that's what the Gemara says. Re'ilam Achshav Rabbi Loza b'tayvus b'shtagas. If it's true, like the way Rashi says it, that what is Rabbi Loza validating all these documents, only the type is the generic part, and not all these specifics. What type of Mechzik HaShikr is over here? You left over all these things. You didn't pre-write it. So why would that look like a lie? But moreover, Mashma, it sounds like the Lepogim of Papi, that this Gemara is asking Rabbi Papi, is Elo Mishum the Pasuk Rabbi Loza. Because he was a Rabbi Loza. It would make sense. But because based on Rashi's interpretation, you're saying that you could have Mexican Shikra even at Taifas. But if you have Mexican Shikra even at Taifas, I don't understand. Philosophical Rabbanan. That even if you hold a Rabbanan, Tikshi L'Rab Papi. Should be difficult to Rab Papi because they also hold that you're writing the Taifas. So Menil Re read appears to the Re that the Beloza Machsha B'Shtaras Afila Taifas. No, that extra Beloza that's validating all documents even by the Taifas. Oh, okay, now it makes sense. Vashti Mexican Shikra. Now it looks like a lie. Shekhoi said, Plainy, love him, Plainy. He's writing that the guy borrowed, Vadan, Loy, love and they didn't borrow. And that's what the Mishnah concludes that Rabbi Loza validates all the Machuds, Mikitinashim, makes up a Gidinashim. Yeah, that what? The Apostle Afila Typhus. The deer validates even if all you wrote was a Typhus. And they tell me from the fact that we learn in the Mishnah that why? The Shem Shinamakin says, Vachasav La. What does that mean? Mashba the puzzle getting the Nashman Tanikama. Because it sounds like he's invalidating more than Tanikama. Tanikama says you correct the typhus, just not the typhus. So what do you think Chuzmi getting Nashim? Oh, that you're saying that B'chatz of Law is telling you even more than the regular, meaning you can't even write even just the typhus. And this is from Tamina to say, no, the Gemara will doesn't match Mishnah Sefer Torah. Where does the Gemara know? And we proved it, but where does the Gemara know this from? We proved that the Gemara holds like that, but where does the Gemara know there belongs to Machshav Shtas Avot Teirev that you validate by other documents, even the Teirev, the Pogam, the Rav Papi, that you ask from Rav Papi? What do you mean? The Teirev is the Shtas Dav Kamasha. How do you know? Maybe he validates only when you write the Teirev, not the Teirev. Hashem says what you can say is the Misa Dle Machshav Shtas Avot Teirev. If it was true that he only validated if you wrote the generic text, he looked for you. The Bible was Achat Tana Kama. He should have been the second Tana in our mission, not the third one. And actually, they could have written it in a shorter way and said, after the Tanakhama, you say, he holds, okay. Well, the Tanakhama is validating all these teifis of all these shtagis, but Rabbalaza invalidates Begitin Nashim. That's it. He would be saying, because again, if he's only validating other documents by teifis, he's exactly like the Tanakhama, besides for the fact that he doesn't allow Gitin Nashim. Even the Tefes, as we mentioned. And Rebuta, Paisa B'Kol, Rebuta says they're all invalid. Moreover, the reason why we should have said this order is because each one is more stringent than the one before that. And that would have made sense if the way you're saying, as we're asking, that Rebbe Elazar would have been, you know, the second most Machma, and then Rebbe Yehuda would be the most Machma. But if Rebbe Elazar is coming to validate by the documents, even the Tayrev, Sanicha, now it makes sense that the Tana Dibir Yehuda Koidim, that we say Yehuda first. Mishum Nekoi Atanikama, because Yehuda is going on the Tanikama, the Arab Tayrev is talking about the Tayrev. And he's saying that no, all the Tayrevs are not good. But Rebbe Elazar, on the other hand, you can't say him second, because regarding Mishtaris, regarding documents, Makshat Trema Tanikama, he validates more than Tanikama, where he holds that you could even write the Tayrev. Ubegitin, on the other puzzle 2, because you can't write the typist. So therefore, that's why he was written last. The next test must begin the words of the Gemara, the words of the Mishnah of Elazar, chutz mekedinash, except mekedinash. Now, Tosh just points out, he says, v'im limud, don't say, b'shechreh avodim nami puzzle, which kedinash m'shechreh avodim share similar halachas. No, because if that would be the case, then the parakam in the first paragraph, test m'ad avgah b'shleshet v'mashah b'kedinash m'shechreh avodim, regarding the three things that they share similar. Listen, he should have said that there's a false thing. Okay, Rebbe Elazar ba'arba, k'diktaniyah, we learned, k'diktaniyah, we learned, ba'arba, then we should have said, wait, according to Rebbe Elazar is four, as we just like we learned for a may, we say, oh, according to Rebbe Elazar is four. So you should have added on another one, said, wait, it's not only three, there's four. In fact, if we didn't say that, like the way you say for a may, there's a fourth one, obviously, that it's not something that's similar, shechreh avodim to gidei nashim, regarding this halacha, of not writing the text before. Next test master begins with the Gemara. Rebbe Mishmuel said that okay, betzorik sheinich mokum, and you also have to leave over the place that you cannot pre-write. Hariyat notes alavim that you're permitted to every single person. Now, says Taisus, bechol duchti in all places, mashman sounds like shekaisu and loshen zeb again. That this is the wording you're reading again. Peg basra and the last peg on the later on the peheim and alav. Let me tell you what you learn. The gubish again, the text that again, hariyat notes alavim that you're permitted to every single person. And the henigur ben tam looks loshen again. And Rebbe tam got that instituted to write this wording in a get. But in the generic text, it wasn't written. Now, one should not spread rumors regarding the earlier gitin, which were written without this phrase. Because they were lengthy to write many different terminologies regarding a get. That they also are considered the same significance as the line of that you permitted to every single person. The next test not to begin the Gemara was safe Diktani, but the end of the Mishnah that says Shenki Magit El Vachisamav, I mean our last Mishnah, that the validation begins only with the documents, Imre Mehis, and then I would have said that it's Remeh. So therefore Shmuel to say, but all these three Mishnahs, including our Mishnah, that it's like Rebbe Elazar. So it's a tame to wonder why, because the Basav Perak Shen Elm, the end of the second parak on the Khovil Manav, Mukila Rebzreka, Omer Bjirn and Kira Meir, he said, okay, that Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir. Parakalai asked, made the Mechuba, what do you do with the Mishnah before that? When it's attached, Amir Abuchan of Rechon, and Rebbe Elazar, and Rebbe Elazar. And the Dach, so you see that it's considered as a, that it's a difficulty that, to say one's like Remei, one's Rebbe Elazar. For the Dach, Lishnuyi, Amorinin. So the Gemara goes to what's called Dachi Terez, and pushes to answer that, yeah, Amorinin, a little bit of Rechon. Okay, you have to say it's Machalikas Amram Kardab Yechna. My kusha, what's the difficulty? Amash Macha, something from over here, from our sugya that's going through why three Shmuel had to say all three places the halachas like a blazam. Sounds like no. Even though we would have said that the first mission lets mechuber is like a blazam. We come akumakvin shabahi the kol kshegum kemei. Would have said that everyone's kosher to write kasher mekan. I would have said like a mayor, and that's why he had to say here and there and there. But the Gemara on Daf Chav Gimel makes it sound like I got a question. Like you can't say one's like one and one's like the other. So memory the Rish says no, it's not difficult. Although the Gemara says like okay, so it's necessary for us to say here in our Gemara why Shmuel has to say about all of them. It's like Rabbi Lazar. It's still logical to ask a chatan. There would be like one tana, and therefore the Gemara asks it as a question. Say wait a second, how could you say Jemei? The previous mission was like a blazer. Of Hakta Pirkin, but of this parak the Vadri Biyichin Mukulik Mayor. That yeah, no, it's true. Rabbi Yechon does say that Mishnah is like a mayor, and that's why I have to say it's a machlik to Meramah Kornav Yechon. Mishnah Tamei Demasi, because the reason that we conclude that Mishnah Rabbi Lazar is Shalav Rabbi Lazar, because at the end of the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Lazar, obviously the whole Mishnah can't be like Rabbi Lazar. The Mishnah says because the Mishnah that comes Rabbi Yechon actually says this reason himself elsewhere. But Perik Dalachin, the Mamas Dabkav Zamin Beis, where he says Achayis Ani Dei Mishnah. He says I don't know who taught this Mishnah Achayis because you have that same Tana, you can't say he being quoted, he can't be the Tana Kama. And Void, or some take out the word Void, the Batarti Kamais, the Masn Bechad Pirka, now that the first two Mishnayas, which were taught in one Perik, so it could be the Tfei, so that you could say maybe they were more particular, like Minikachat Tana, whereas over here, where different ones, you could say that it could even be like two different Tana. So that's another reason why. It wouldn't be a difficult, but yeah, Rabbi Yechon for sure did say that that's like a mayor, and the sits but we do try to say it's like the same Tana. At least when it's for sure in the same parak. The next Tais the master begin the words of the Gemara Neatakana. The Gemara says, "My Neatakana, what's this Takana going on?" So Tais just points out, meaning Mokim Hazman, regarding that you have to leave over the place of the day, the Tana Bereisha that was taught first in the Mishnah. The Kavim b'Gemara Achakach, but yet the Gemara only discussed that afterwards. It first jumps to the Sefer saying, oh, but we let you write, which is the Taifas, Ne'atakana. But the first thing mentioned is that you have to leave over, why is that mentioned afterwards? I think Mishum to Asla Purushim Ne'atakana, because we first want to explain the Takana, which I'll leave in the Manda Mokila Kerbalaza, according to that, we can explain that according to Kerbalaza, which is not going to be the same thing as those who explain the Mishnah like Rameh, meaning there's a machlekes where the Mishnah is going like Rameh, like a Blaza, and that's going to have ramification regarding what's the takanas. Therefore, we mentioned that first, because that's the theme of our dafim over here. Then once we're done with that, then we go back to the halacha of leaving over the mokum azman and so on and so forth, even though that is the first thing that's mentioned.